What was it about that? What was I missing? I gave Dr. Kayla a long look as she shuffled and dealt the cards. She was incredibly grounded and good-looking without trying to be. The thing of it was, I liked her. I'd liked Kayla for a long, long time, ever since we were kids growing up in the Southeast. And so? "You looking at my cards?" she asked, breaking through my reverie, or whatever it was supposed to be. "Not at your cards," Janny broke in. "At you, Dr. Kayla. He's sneaky like that." "All right, that's enough kidding around. I'm out of here. I have to go help Nana," I said. I rolled my eyes for Kayla's benefit, and then I walked away. Quickly.
"Don't go,"
Kayla said. But I was already through the doorway. As I headed to the kitchen, there was only one thing on my mind, though. How could I get Kayla alone at the party? And where was I going to take her on our first date? Chapter 79. I took Kayla to Kincaid's on purpose. It had been my and Christine's favorite spot, but before that, it had been my favorite spot, and I was reclaiming it. Kayla arrived less than 5 minutes after I did, and I liked that. She was on time, no game playing. She had on a black wrap cashmere sweater, black slacks, and kitten heel slingbacks, and she was kind of dazzling again, in her own way.
"I'm sorry, Alex," she said as she walked up to me at the bar. "I'm punctual. I know it's a big bore and takes all the mystery out of things, but I just can't help myself."